The app is a set of lines which a patient looks at on a laptop, and you can also project it onto a television as well. What it does is it induces sensory conflict in the brain between the visual system and the balance system, which has sensors in the ears. When that conflict occurs, it allows the brain to recover the networks with the ear sensors for the balance system. And when that happens, the balance system recovers. The balance system controls muscle tone. And we have always known in neurorehabilitation that to recover muscle strength, you have to recover normal muscle tone first. So by allowing the brain to control muscle tone, the app then allows the muscles to regain movement and muscle strength.
And so is this the first of its kind to be able to do this?
It is the first of its kind to focus purely on regaining balance and muscle strength directly through stimulating the brain.
And how many other kind of uses could it be used for? I mean, is it the kind of app that could be used for multiple kinds of injuries and disabilities?
It is an app which works with stroke, traumatic brain injuries, neurodegenerative conditions like MS, traumatic sort of spinal cord injuries. You can use it to improve balance where people have lost their balance. And you can also use it with people who have got vertigo. So it has got quite multiple uses.